The Hartford stage production of Detroit 67 is set during the racial tension and upheaval of the late 1960s. But Detroit wasn't the only city rocked by riots. A photo exhibit inspired by the play is bringing back memories of the civil unrest in Hartford. Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre was there as one lifelong Hartford resident saw the exhibit and remembered those turbulent times.
Head into the upper lobby of Hartford Stage, and you're hit with two rows of black and white newspaper photos from the 60s. They show white officers in riot gear targeting African Americans, and there's so many businesses with broken glass looking destroyed, both in Detroit and in Hartford.
Hartford was, whew.
Steve Harris is 71, a retired fire captain who grew up in Hartford. He's been here his whole life, except for a few years in the military. He joined in 1966.
You know, we went from being kind of a calm, just, you know, working class city to a city that went crazy.
Harris was feeling the tension before his tour in Vietnam. The Black Panther Party had opened up a chapter in Hartford's North End, pushing for self-defense against police brutality as a young black man at the time.
You know, if you got caught out of your place, you know, bad things happen to you in Hartford.
When riots broke out in 67, Harris was in the Army. He hadn't heard much. He was just trying to stay alive in Vietnam. He came home from the war in 1968. His family picked him up from Bradley Airport.
My mother looks at me. She says, I want you to brace for something. There's some things that have happened.
They're driving down 91, heading home. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had just been assassinated 3 weeks earlier. Soon they approach one of the first exits to get into Hartford.
And I looked out the window and I saw three state troopers in gas masks and shotguns.
Past the exit, further down the highway, Harris could see smoke rising from the city. He didn't know his neighborhood had already been damaged in 1967. But after Dr. King died, it got worse. There were some peaceful protests, but looting too. Parts of Hartford burned to the ground.
And I could smell the tear gas, and I saw people running, just running back and forth across the street as we went past. I never thought that I was going to come home to a city that I didn't recognize anymore.
Harris remembers feeling like he had traded one war zone for another. Downtown Hartford was barricaded. He thinks the only reason his family got through the barricade that day was because he was in uniform. Harris noticed something else, too.
Well, first of all, my family was the first black family on Cleveland Avenue for a long time, you know? So most of my neighbors were, well, all of my neighbors were white. They were either Italians, Irish, Jewish, and everybody just got along. Once I got over the initial shock of having to run this gauntlet to get home, the one thing I noticed was, I said, where are all the white people at?
His white neighbors had fled seemingly overnight, Harris says. The North End of Hartford had become intensely segregated. It's still like this more than 50 years later.
Even as a young kid, I had an understanding about other cultures growing up in North Hartford. That's gone. The only other folks in North Hartford besides us is Latinos.
And a lot of the businesses that caught fire or were looted haven't returned either. Harris looks at the photos of smashed storefronts.
You should never forget what could drive folks to this. Yeah. But we shouldn't be punished for the rest of our lives either.
Harris says the Hartford he knew hasn't been the same since. Vanessa De La Torre, Connecticut Public Radio.
The exhibit uses archival photos from the Hartford History Center at Hartford Public Library. After the run of Detroit 67 at Hartford Stage, the exhibit will make its way through the city. The curators say it'll go on tour to all the branches of Hartford Public Library. This is Connecticut Public Radio.